This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Sly and the Family Stone bringing us in on a Thursday morning. That brings me back to my disco days back in the 70s. Oh, Lord, have mercy. What era were we living in? Leisure suits, clogs, my goodness. Froze. It was a wild time, folks. And you wonder how why I'm like I am today, but I lived through the 70s. That's the problem. Hey, Shan Sheridan with you. Party Line on a Thursday morning, a cold, frigid Thursday morning. But that's okay. We got Ryan and Brian in the studio. We're going to be talking to them in just a little bit. Also going to be talking with the Frankfort Police Department coming up at the top of the hour. First and foremost, though, we got to thank all of our Party Line sponsors, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County. These are all our HoosierLandTV.com sponsors. Day and Ginn, the funeral home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard County, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Healthy Health Services, and Town and Country Glass, all bringing you the broadcast via Hoosierland TV. And then our Party Line sponsors boogieing down this morning. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Alan takes great care of you. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. BooneCountyDailyNews.com. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, all bringing you free local online newspaper for everything in your area and your region, always bringing you the latest and greatest from your community. Well, latest and greatest forecast today, scattered flurries right now, mostly sunny with a high near 25. I'm glad it's going to be sunny, but it's only going to be 25. Wind chill values as low as zero because we have that 15 gusting up to 23 miles per hour today. Tonight, snow mainly after, well, actually going to be in the morning, like after 1 o'clock in the morning. Temperature falling to near 21. Wind chills, again, you got to be mindful of that because we're going to have gusts 20, 23 miles an hour. And then tomorrow, snow likely mainly after or before 7 a.m. Isolated snow showers in the afternoon. High 36, we're going to warm it up. So that's tomorrow. And then Saturday, isolated snow showers, and that's going to be only a high of 22. Again, wind chills will be impacting your day because it will be gusty around 23, 25 miles an hour. Actually, they're saying close to 30 miles an hour. So let's just be careful out there. Things are getting a little icy and dicey sometimes, but it is January. I know you kind of enjoyed that 55-degree, 60-degree weather we had just a week ago. But here in Indiana, it can be all that in, one day. So joining me in studio now, folks that are out in the weather every day, we greatly appreciate them making the streets safe and keeping our parks clean and nice. Brian. And Ryan, good to see you guys. Ryan Edgar and Brian Kilman, good morning, guys. You doing well?
Oh, yeah. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing well. You know, like you said, when we're coming in, Brian, it's another day. Let's enjoy it. Enjoy it as much as we can. Brian, I'm going to start with you. I noticed they got you as Braun, but
I thought somebody knew
with us
today.
No, I just noticed.
It's better than some names I've been called.
Oh my goodness! Well, I'll make sure it's Brian. So, you've had kind of a crazy, last year 25 was That was your first year, right?
Yep.
Being put in and yep. being the street superintendent. So tell us a little bit just about your overview of 2025 and what you felt like were the highs, the lows, and everything in between.
I think 25
probably no
was,
lows, but
25 was a great year. I don't know. It's different that I've been there for 10 years
yeah.
as a worker.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Coming
yeah.
into this position, it was when you're working somewhere, you always have your ideas of things that you would like to see happen and stuff. So it's actually been pretty fun to be able to take some of my ideas that I've seen for the vision of the department and kind of put some of those into play. And so far, I think everything's working out pretty well.
Awesome. What are some things when, I mean, what's the different perspective from someone that like you, that's a great analogy that, you know, you've been in the department in a different position, but now you're the head man. So how do you respond to that? And how do you handle that?
I mean, that's a great question. Not 100% sure how to answer it. I just, every day, just try to make the department better.
Yeah.
I mean, I've obviously listened to the guys talk of, because we being out there, you know how to do the job at hand.
Mm.
So you know what tools can make it better, how you can be more efficient with time, how we can get something done smoother. So just try to implement those, and I think it's going great.
Well, that's awesome. The roads, I know you guys had a lot of paving to get done, especially, and it started a little bit later because
yeah.
there was some things yeah. that, you know, contractors you're having to connect with. The roads look good. I was back on Barner Street today, and I just wish there was a way that you could, we could get rid of ice and all that good stuff.
Heated roads.
Heated roads. You know, some countries have done that, but wow, the expense of that, yeah. that's pretty wild. But you guys handle all the snow. It's not. We've not had any crazy snows
no.
yet. So, you know, but you guys are ready. How's the salt situation?
Salt's good. We got 300 tons. We've been getting untreated salt.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start moving towards treated salt.
Now, explain to me that the difference. It's like the beet juice or whatever you put in the salt, or is it just plain salt is untreated?
Yeah, but plain salt is
okay.
untreated.
Okay.
And treated salt has other a lot more stuff in it.
Okay.
But it works in more... below freezing temperatures.
Okay. Kind of like when we get the salt melt that we put on our
correct.
Sidewalks and
yeah.
stuff. It's, you know, some of them are rated for like 7 below
yep.
and okay. So
yep.
so similar scenario.
Yep. So technically we'd also have to use less of it. We wouldn't have to spread as much too because it'll work more effectively.
Yeah,
so
right.
cost effective.
Well, Ryan, you are just coming out of the big season. That was the lights were great. Got to go. I invited several people from other communities that came over and very impressed. I can't tell you. I should have been documenting it because when you're in the region and you're around the state, sometimes people always, hey, I heard about this. Is Frankfort the one that has the lights? And they want to always say, oh, is that Franklin or yep, is that yep. Frankton?
Right.
Or it's, no, it's Frankfort. So we had a lot of fun. And I tell you, everybody had the same. I got a text message from a former executive at Frito-Lay that doesn't live. I mean, they live out of the region, well out of the region now. They're still in the state, but well out of the region. And they brought their family up for it. And
oh, cool.
and then they brought some more family because after they came, they invited some more folks, and they were just highly impressed.
Good, good.
So how did it all go?
It went pretty good. Starting out, everybody gets pretty excited about putting that stuff out and to get ramped up. I got a couple guys, veteran guys there, Morris Cox and Mark Calvin.
Mark.
They're good guys, and they're training the younger guys, Chris Baker and them. They're working with them, and they get going on it, get things looking good. And once we start to shut the roads down, stuff like that, and to start with the Christmas stuff, it's just maintaining. You know, we've had people in there on the weekends working 6-7 hours because we had that snow that come through December, you know, and that sort of messed us up a little bit because of the wiring and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Overall, it went very well. I was very, very pleased with it.
Do you have a number by any chance? I know they've tried to keep it over the years.
We haven't got that back yet exactly.
Yeah.
I know we go to the, when we do their money at the bank, sort of, we get that back, but I haven't got the exact amount of how many vehicles okay. approximately we thought went through there yet.
Yeah. You know, and it looks like you kind of survived with maybe little to no vandalism.
Right, yes.
I mean, from what I understood and what I was...
our most vandalism or bad things we had done was the wind. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we had plenty of that. That's for sure. When Mother Nature's kind of ripping things up, it's a challenge to take care of. But all the times that we took our grandkids through... the different sets of grandkids through two or three times. And like I said, I took my in-laws through coming back from a ball game, took them through one night. And that was one of the nights it was a little windy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was funny because I'm, you know, as we're kind of talking in the car, how in the world are they keeping that some of that stuff from just blowing? You got to really anchor that stuff.
We had probably, I think it was three big displays, two times it was the same one, the other one that was at the entrance right there. It was almost getting ready to go down. We caught it right before it went down as pulling the post out of the ground.
The other challenge with Indiana, especially in our area, North Central, I don't know if we're in this certain trough or whatever we are, but the wind can blow from every direction too.
Oh, yeah.
You can get a northerner, you can get a southwest wind, you can get and you really, I know in my Christmas decorations at home, I just try to anchor them as best I can and recognize that there's no, you got to go it from all sides
because
you can get the wind from any direction. So it's wild. You guys collapse now. Are you in the takedown mode now?
Actually, we're just about done. We started the first week of January. Sea Light and Power was over there and with their bucket trucks and helping us take stuff down. And I think last I knew, around the trees, I think is what we got left to do. Maybe just a few displays, and that's about it. And we'll be done.
Wow, that's great. And you got a big storage area.
We do, put everything in.
And
we got a pole barn, and then we're getting ready to do one of our greenhouses that we don't use. It's a pretty tall one that's been vacant for about 10 years. We're going to re-site it and redo it, and that way the one barn's not so packed full of stuff because we're getting so much stuff.
Yeah. Well, this is your first year of being a parts director, so I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Brian. How was your first year? What's some of the maybe things you learned? Some of the things like, oh boy, we'll never do that again.
Yeah, I'd say this first year was good starting out. Of course, I went in probably at the bad time with the animals and stuff like that. You know,
I was talking to my wife about that. Poor Ryan, man, he's catching it right at the bad time.
That was sort of a bad timing, but. Yeah. That was probably the down part of the whole deal, but we dealt with it and got through it, and things are on the upslide now. And I would say the best thing, most proudest thing I would be is preparing for the 4th of July and making the park look as nice as it did for the year.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah.
You know, the day before we're all out there standing around, you know, we was mowing, weed eating, getting everything done, just prepping everything up, and to go around and look at everything. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. And the good news, you know, we had a pretty good weekend, a week that the day was the weather, you know, everything. And you never know how summers and weather can be. But when you think about, you know, how many acres was it? 80 acres?
Yeah.
80-some acres of TPA,
right.
not including all the other parks. That's a lot of things to weed and to check. And,
yes, flowers, mulching.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And tree trimming.
Yeah, it's always beautiful. I was talking to some folks because the question came up was about the name of TPA Park, and I was able to share with them the history of Travelers Protection Agency and that we're the last park in the country that's got that name.
Right.
You know? And they were like, wow, well, I heard about, you know, back in the day when they would buy pieces of land and donate it and all, but I never been a possible. Well, you've probably actually been in many parks that they started, but cities changed the name or whatever the case may be. We've kept it, and it's kind of a cool, you know, for me, reminder that, you know, somebody gave that kind of donation to our city and look what we've done, been able to do with it. It's been absolutely. It's been pretty incredible. So,
yes.
Any plans for this year that you know, for the park, and not necessarily just TPA? I mean, you've got a lot of stuff else. You know, I mean, you've got the skate park, Eastside Park. You've got Green Street Park. There's a lot of other parks out there that people. And you guys do the lagoons too, don't you? Don't you?
We do
oh,
not,
you don't.
No.
That the utilities that has
I
that.
Think
okay.
So, yes.
Okay. So, but you don't have to maintain anything out there. Okay.
No, we do
all right.
not.
Okay.
I would say some major or some projects that we're looking forward to this year that I've got on the list is one major one. We're going to be working with Third Street Park again this year. We did some stuff there last year, put some new equipment there.
Yeah.
I have two new pieces coming down.
Playground equipment?
Yes, this year again. They should be here within February. We're going to do that. Work with the people at the softball field and help with the fence, clean up next to the railroad tracks, just get that place all spruced up as like they want it. And then in that project. And then for the main parks, we're going to repave both the basketball areas.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty bad.
And yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of kids that go out there and play basketball stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
In the day, I was out there with all the Youth for Christ kids. We'd play 10, 11 o'clock at night sometimes. It's crazy.
Something new we're going to do this year. We're going to do like an outreach program to every park at least a couple times through the summer. You know, have pizza.
Oh, cool.
Do the Kona ice.
Yeah.
Just some stuff for some small kids.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a lot. That's great. Maybe invite the street department over and they can.
Yep. Bring your dump trucks out there and give them rides.
They can give you a free Kona ice. But I'm going to tell you, let's not do Kona ice. Let's do some Glover's ice cream. Yeah, let's do something like that. So, Brian, same to you. You've got 2026. You know, I know everybody's a paving, but you do a lot more than paving. You guys got to deal with infrastructure. Curbs, sidewalks. I mean, there's tons of things that go on in the street department.
Yep, we're going to continue painting curbs around the fire hydrants. One of the main big focuses we have is our alleys. We really want to get our alleys back up to grade. So we've got a lot of them that we're going to do full dig outs on, put all new stone back in, make sure those are more serviceable.
What are the alleys? I mean, are most of the alleys the streets were brick at one time? Because I know the alley I used to live on Clay Street was all brick.
Yep.
And, you know, I talked to the street department way back in the day when we lived there. Well, what if the neighbor and I, we go in and, you know, try? Well, you can, but you got to understand that there's a lot of brick.
Oh, yeah.
And when you start taking that brick out, then you elevations and things, and you got to bring it. I said, okay, maybe we'll just can't, but it got to where, you know, the bricks were so uneven and it would push up during the freezing and the thawing. And but you deal with that even with concrete. And I mean, that's a all year issue that you have to deal with. So alley is going to be the main focus of the focuses.
One of the main ones.
What are some other things? I mean, trash pickup, things still going well there?
Oh, yeah.
It seems like I think it went pretty flawless from the automated arms and that we have.
Yep, and then now also we have one of our rear loads. We put the tippers on the back, so just in case one of the side loads goes down, the guys aren't actually they're not digging into those cans or having to try to physically dump them. We actually have machines now to still help dump them.
It's nice to see that people are kind of more uniform now as you drive down the road.
Much cleaner.
most part. Hey, again, I remember a day when you'd go through Frankfurt and it was an everyday trash pickup. You could pick up trash every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people would have toilets out there. Mm-hmm. People would have, and I was trying to bring a doctor into town. I remember this distinctly. This was like 2007, 2008. And I was asked that, you know, hey, would you be willing to, you know, pick this person up and just kind of give them a little tour history of Frankfurt? And as we were driving around, I just happened to pick a day in a street that it was like, what's going on? We got a shelf over here. We've got a cabinet over here. We got a toilet sitting out. We had a refrigerator sitting out. And I'm going, okay, I got to find a street that it was like, and so I kind of, quick on the, think, I said, hey, we're having a all clean week. So everybody, and they said, oh, well, that's kind of cool. Yeah. And I said, yeah, people are cleaning out things, and our you know, the city really takes it good. But that was crazy, you mm-hmm. know, because, and that, I don't know of any other community that was doing that. So saves a lot of money now that yep. you don't have to pick up every day. And you're picking up things that, you know, you're picking up trash. Mm-hmm. You're not picking up toilets.
No.
But you will, but you yes. still have to do the permitting mm-hmm. part and all that.
Yes.
So how does somebody go about doing that? If somebody wanted something picked up that's odd or bigger or construction or a piece of furniture or whatever.
Just come out to the department, give us your address. There typically is a fee for that to okay. run the loader and the 2 tons out there for
okay.
that. But it's affordable.
Okay. But you guys will do it.
Absolutely.
So I also wanted to talk about, I've had several questions, and they call us, and normally we just tell them to call you guys. Mm-hmm. We give you the phone number. But on like electronics and old television, you know, especially with holidays, people get new televisions yep. or a new monitor. Do you have a place where you can take all of that stuff?
Yep. Or? Wildcat on our okay. property. It's funded okay. through the county. They yep. take all the electronics, any chemicals, paint, any items like that. Just bring, you can bring it on out. There's no charge for that. Just bring it out. You give it to them, and then they process
and where it. And where's that located for people to know?
It's at the street department yep. behind our building.
Okay,
in between our building and the oil building, you'll
oh,
see it.
Yeah.
It's a they got a big concrete slab. They typically have some paint cans or TVs sitting out there.
Okay,
so
great. Well, that's good to know, because that's, you know, some people, and you know, just throw them in a dumpster or whatever. Yeah. But really, Wildcat has a plan
yes.
and a purpose, because they can even maybe repurpose some yep. of that stuff.
Yep.
And recycling, you guys, I know you guys pick up our cardboard at the yep. chamber every Friday, and which we greatly appreciate, because it's amazing. You don't think you'd have, but you know, you tear down a couple of boxes, and the next thing mm-hmm. you know, you get other smaller boxes, and it adds up pretty quickly.
And to touch on that real quick, we're going to start getting that on Wednesdays.
Oh, Wednesdays.
Yeah, guys
oh.
will be there on Wednesdays. We're trying to focus all of our recycling just on Wednesdays.
Okay, good. So recycle, and that would be through citywide.
Yeah.
So anybody will be putting their recycling out mm-hmm. on Wednesday.
Yep.
Okay, I'll make sure, because Mark, they do a great job coming by and picking stuff up on Fridays. The you guys kind of partner with the Festival of Lights and partner with the cleanup and all the things that go on with the holiday. Anything crazy that happened, or you guys be able to navigate everything that did happen? Sometimes you do have crazy things happen, but
I would only say it was pretty quiet.
Yeah that's yeah. awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
I mean, besides the weather.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. The when you're looking at 2026, you mentioned the alleys. Are there any major street projects that we might be thinking about or concerned about? I mean, is there anything like I know we've had State Road 28, we've had Clinton Street, we've had Washington Street. Is there any major streets that you guys are circling?
5th Street.
Okay.
We're going to get the railroad
Street.
Ties out of 5th Street.
Ooh,
from Walnut to
that'll be a big,
same thing
yeah.
that we did with Barner.
Yeah.
We're going to do that with 5th
Street.
And 5th
Street, boy, that's a narrow street, too.
Mm-hmm.
So people will, so you'll have probably to have shut that down.
Yeah.
And okay.
We'll try to keep it open like they did. They would take out certain sections, fill it back up, and compact it so it would be drivable. So.
Right. Right.
And you are going to pave some for us this year.
Yep. We're going to, well. Hopefully.
Did you know that?
Yeah, hopefully we should be able to, but
like in the parks,
just from the entrance all the way up to about
the entrance to the golf course.
Yeah. Okay,
just past the aviary there.
Right. Yeah, that's the Isaac Walton's paved. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's paved
yeah.
all the way down.
Yeah,
you know, because I've gone down for the, you know, for the Humane Society, but I can't remember if it's paved or not. But it's paved. Okay, it's just because that's a little narrow street. So. If you have any leftover, try to pave the boards, the skating rink parking lot. I tell you, I take kids over there sometimes, and
yeah.
grandkids, and bless his heart, he's trying to make that a lot better. But those, you know, it gets, they did put some gravel in there, you know, a couple of years ago. But boy, I may connect you with Vincent, see if they'll be willing to do something, because that gets the potholes just. They just seem like appear overnight.
Right.
And
yeah.
you lose a kid or a Volkswagen or whatever the case may be. You guys are in charge of signage and things, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anything changing? I mean, how's the Hoke Avenue light, all that. People are finally, I think, getting used to that.
I think that was great.
Yeah,
I think it's working fine.
You know, I think it's been a good flow.
Yeah.
Friday afternoons are a little challenging because that seems everybody's getting off work.
Same time. Yep.
Everybody's going to the banks and they're wanting to stop and grab them a burger or whatever or get gas. That's the only time that I feel like if the lights are not and if they're not in all in sync, then you get stopped at Jackson Street or whatever, and then it gets stopped at Clay Street. And
takes you forever to get through there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Friday afternoons, is, I would say that's probably the biggest challenge. But any other time, it's like I think it goes pretty float.
I still, I mean, it cycles pretty quick, I think, pretty well.
Yeah. With the new housing, you know, you guys got most of the roads. They look beautiful. I mean, I out there the other day driving through. It looks awesome and very smooth. And it's going to be, and of course, as people start building and more houses are built, that'll become a lot more active, and you'll continue to grow that. And sidewalks, you get to, are you guys responsible for that? You are responsible for the curbing.
Well, technically, we're not responsible for the curbing.
Okay.
We just paint around the fire
hydrants. All right, you just take care of that.
Yeah, but we don't
stop signs and all that though. Yep. And is there any lights planned in there? I don't think so. But
that I'm not sure. I'd refer you to Rob or Don Stock.
Right. I couldn't remember. Well, it's you know, you guys have done a great job. This is, you know, your first year being in charge.
Thank you.
Nothing has gone crazy. Nothing's blown up. Nothing. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's for Micah, Brian. So I think there might be wood underneath there. But you guys have done a fantastic job. We greatly appreciate. I tell you, it's I think about it all the time when you guys are out there in climate weather or dealing with things, and like today. I mean, it's pretty cold, but there's still things they're going to have to do. There may be things that come up in the street department. We greatly appreciate it. Anything that you guys want the public to know that maybe, you know, they should be thinking about as we look into the new year, about how to maybe be a better friend to the parks or a better friend to the streets?
I don't know. I think on the parks department, I think I wish people would be more respectful.
Mm.
I mean, when you go to the parks and they...
And especially when you go into the restrooms.
Yes, correct, yes. You know, when you go out there and you see how nice it is and what everybody's done at the for the park staff, and I just wish people wouldn't do what they do there sometimes.
Yeah. I just don't understand the mentality.
Yeah.
And if they really, you know, I've had this kind of conversation sometimes when we've dealt with young people over the years and kids that have struggled with things and got into trouble. Yeah, I said, you know, you do realize that your parents are paying. Now, you may not be, or if you got a job, which you probably don't.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You pay in taxes for that.
Right.
And I don't think sometimes that's totally front of mind when you're doing something a little crazy. And we're all, you know, at one time did maybe things crazy and stupid. But, you know, our prayer is that folks can understand how important. And look, if you see something, say something, report it, get it out there and help. You know, as we're going to segue into the police department, you know, they're there to help you guys and to maintain.
Yeah. Scott and his crews,
yeah,
they do a great job patrolling at night. So.
Yeah. I mean, I've been out there even during the lights.
Yeah.
You know, I went through there one night. It was late. We had gone to a ball game out of town. I came back through, dropped off my in-laws, and I said, you know what, I'm going to take one more, you know, and it was probably 11:30 or so because we ate something after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And came through, and it was about 11:30, 11:45 in there. It was a you know, a police officer down with the lights. I said, hey, that makes me feel better because I've been Santa out there before. And, you know, there's some things that go on behind the trees and things. So I am very, very thankful for our police department. So, well, guys, keep up doing the Lord's work. Keep it up. Appreciate you doing everything. 2020, we may 2026 be a blessing and you have great peace and everything that you want to get. Oh, one more question for you, Brian. Matt Marsh, Mash Street, the grant and all of that on the south side.
Yep.
How's that going?
It's rolling. They've been out there marking stuff and
good.
Should get that going here soon.
It's exciting.
Yep.
That's going to be great to finish that off. And Appreciate all the hard work. Kimberly, and by the way, we want to send our condolences. Kimberly Black lost her dad, and we pray for Kimberly and her family as she goes through that. But we appreciate all the hard work that people put together. You guys, a lot of folks wrote support letters and all of that. So appreciate all you've done to make that happen. Mm-hmm. Much needed.
Oh, yes.
Much needed.
It'll
be nice. And we're only going to see more. So, all right, guys, God bless. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Brian and Ryan, it's the Brian and Ryan Show here on Party Line on this Thursday. Appreciate them being a part of the show and dealing with streets and parks. We're going to come back and talk to the Frankfort Police Department. It's Party Line on WILO.